Jack Aranda FM. Jack of News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria and Mpumela starting the week with a maximum of 31 degrees today. Joburg up to 29.
Johan says, morning team, there's a broken down track on the N12 East. Just before Rondebult off-ramp, traffic is backed up till past the Snake Road on-ramp. Thank you very much, Johan.
In your sport, URC returns this weekend, but there's just one fixture scheduled. And Rory McIlroy makes a winning start to his PGA Tour season with victory at the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am.
We start in Washington, where South Africa is now the target of US President Donald Trump. He is warning that he will cut off all future funding for South Africa, pending an investigation by his administration into the newly signed off Expropriation Act.
Terrible things are happening in South Africa. The leadership is doing some terrible things, horrible things. So they're taking away land, they're confiscating land, and actually they're doing things that are perhaps far worse than that.
Trump spoke to the media yesterday while he also elaborated on his Truth social media platform last night, saying that in his eyes, the aim of the new act is to confiscate land and I quote, treat certain classes of people very badly. Ramaphosa signed the bill into law last month that stipulates the government may, in certain circumstances, expropriate land without any compensation if it's in the public interest. Mangalisa Kumalo has more.
Writing on his Truth social platform, Trump wrote he plans on cutting off all future funding to South Africa until a full investigation of this situation has been completed. He added that his administration will make a determination based on the findings of the investigation. Government urges that the bill does not allow the government to expropriate property without first seeking to reach agreement with the owner. Trump has surrounded himself with powerful Silicon Valley figures like South African-born Elon Musk. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
The rand has since weakened to 19 rand 2 cents to the US dollar. More at jacarandafm.com. Click on news. Back in Gauteng, where a couple is expected to return to court this morning and face charges relating to the discovery of child sexual abuse material in their possession. Darren Wilken and his girlfriend, Toina Moodley, are set to apply for bail in the Randburg Magistrates Court. Masichaba Sefularu has more.
The matter was postponed last week after the investigating officer failed to verify Toina Moodley's address for bail purposes. The 25-year-old web designer was arrested a week after her partner, Darren Wilken, following the discovery of over 10 million videos and images of child sexual abuse material, which they allegedly distributed on a global scale. The couple also faces a Schedule 5 money laundering charge after more than half a million rand in cash was seized during the police operation at Wilkins Midrand home. Masuchaba Sifularo for Jacaranda FM News.
In the Northwest, police have declared the illegal mining situation in Stilfontein now under control. That's despite new miners resurfacing in the area. However, police added yesterday that the operation continues to arrest illegal miners. More about that on our news blog. And at last night's Grammy ceremony in Los Angeles, Beyoncé won her first ever Album of the Year Grammy, finally taking home the coveted prize. That's for Cowboy Carter.
It's been many, many years, and I hope we just keep pushing forward, opening doors.
You can check out the video of Beyoncé's speech. It's at jacarandafm.com. I'm Gerda de Souza, net vir die hoofnuus. Die uur, Amerika's president Trump dreig dat alle befondsing na Suid-Afrika gestaak sal word oor die bekrachtiging van die wet op onteiening.
Ja. En die wet oor onteiening is nou jare en jare en jare wat hy opduik. It comes up in conversations and deliberations and stuff over so many years and every time, you know, one must just hope that it's not only used as a political tool, because then you're going to get political reaction. Some of it you may not like.
So it was, Martin, 5 years of deliberations in Parliament, of making sure that it is adhering to the Constitution, going to Ramaphosa, referred it back to Parliament. And I do think that people...